Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If you're about to make a change in your life and you feel uncomfortable, that's the best feeling you can have. Because for the first time in your life, you're making a decision that's going to be best for you and not what somebody told you to do. And that's when all bets are off.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Our theme is there's no perfect time to start following your dreams. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. Keep winning.
Hi there. It's me again, Rashawn McDonald, and I host this weekly Money Making Conversation Masterclass show. The interviews and information that this show provides are for everyone. It's time to start reading other people's success stories and start living your own. I got a guest coming back today. Asked him to come back. He made such an impression on me as well as my audience. My guest is the director of Small Business Success at Constant Contact. He is also a speaker, host, and podcaster obsessed with helping small business owners find time for online marketing. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Dave Charest. How you doing, Dave?
Rashawn, good to hear from you again.
Well, you know,
this all week.
Well, thank you. You know, and I appreciate you because you came on the show and we talked about online marketing in particular. Let's not assume everybody know our relationship. Tell us about your job and Constant Contact. What exactly is Constant Contact?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity. Constant Contact is. Well, let me put it this way. Constant Contact, we have a mission at Constant Contact to really help the small stand tall. And we do that by providing easy-to-use marketing tools that allow businesses to grow, basically. That's it at the end of the day. So we think of tools like email marketing, SMS marketing, managing your social media, running events, doing those types of things that small businesses need to know to or need to do to get the word out about their business. That's what we help people do, and we know not all small business owners have a marketing degree. These are folks that are business owners first, marketers by necessity in many cases, and so we try to make those tools by providing, one, they're easy to use, but also by giving resources and education to help you kind of make the best use of your time and get those things done that you need to get done from a marketing perspective so you can get back to the things you'd actually rather be doing.
Well, you know, like I said, you know, times have changed. You know, like I said, when I was growing up, going to college, I didn't have constant contact. I didn't have social media. And so because of these things, there's a learning curve about opportunities to market your brand, because the key is marketing your product or marketing your brand. How does one introduce a relationship into the constant contact environment? I'm talking about a small business owner or an individual who's a actor or a singer or a comedian or somebody who's trying to promote their brand or product or business.
Well, I think the simplest way to think about it is, you know, we're most known for our email marketing platform. That's kind of the core of any online marketing strategy. Email marketing is at the core.
Right.
Why? It's at the core because that is what we call a permission-based marketing channel. So that means that someone has raised their hand to say, you know what, I want to learn more about you. I want to learn more about your business. I want you to send me information. And the inbox is a place that people are every day. And so this is really a great opportunity to get to those people where people have raised their hand, they want to hear from you. And so we provide that tool and the ability to do that for people.
Now, when social media came out, that was supposed to be the hand raiser. You know, everybody kind of like ran away from, I may be mistaken, but I know the thought was, hey, man, get these likes, get these followers. That's the way to go to promote your product, promote your business. How does that align itself because of the fact that I don't want to make any comments yet because I'm a firm believer in the email system, the constant contact system, because I believe a hand raiser who makes an actual commitment to fill out the form or fill out information is more likely to want to follow you and understand your brand than somebody who likes you because of the fact that you're wearing a certain item or eating a piece of cake. Your thoughts?
So there's an interesting thing that's happened with social media. I in many ways, I think it was the great great bait and switch in many ways, right? So not to say that social media is bad. I think it serves its purpose, and I'll tell you how in a second. But I think the thing with social media is, you know, in the early days, it was like, yeah, come build your land over here and, you know, build your platform, get these likes, get all these people. Basically, get all of these people that are interested in you on our platform. And then once we've got all these people on our platform, oh, you want to access those people that you brought to this platform to be with us? Well, you're going to have to pay for that. Not a bad thing. That's their business model. Fine. But you don't actually, you know, always have access to those people in the social channels. Now, look, it's good for engaging with people that are already connected with you. It's good for potentially reaching new people through those engagements. But at the end of the day, today, it's all run by algorithms.
Right.
And so, you know, everything you post, people will often go with the idea that, like, well, I posted it on social. Well, not everybody is going to see that, right? Because everybody's on a kind of different thing. And so it's not a way to actually connect with your customers directly. And that's where the email marketing piece or text marketing, for example, come in, because you actually own that relationship. Whereas on social media, you're there to help them build their land. They want to have people stuck on their properties, and they don't like you to, you know, put links off to someplace else. They want everything to happen on their platform because that's where they make their money.
Right.
And if that site goes down or they make an algorithm change, which are all things that have happened recently, if you are putting all of your eggs in that basket, or they decide, hey, you violated one of our terms, we're going to shut your page down. And then you've got no one to contact. You've got no one to speak to. And then it's just like all of that work that you've done is gone. And you have nothing for that. And that's why, again, it's a tool. It's like a gateway, right? I always explain it like it's a great place to start to engage and do things and, you know, again, raise awareness. But ultimately, you want to try to move people from that social platform, find those people that like you and your business, and move them to that thing that you own. Again, that leads us back to email or text marketing, because then, again, you have a way to reach people directly, and you just really can't guarantee that's going to happen on social.
Now, I'm going to ask you this question. Now, you know, you said email and text marketing. Is constant contact into text marketing too?
Yes, that's also a service that we provide for our customers.
Well, how do you build that relationship? Because I'm assuming those are phone numbers that you have to get people to commit to and sign off of, just like email addresses, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's basically the same type of thing. It's a permission-based channel where people are again, raising their hands to say, yes, you can, you know, I'll give you that information and you can contact me via that. And I think it's a delicate balance with text marketing. And so when you think about the strengths of the channels, right? So we mentioned social, we talk about it allows you to kind of engage with people and reach new people,
right.
But you don't own those contacts, right? So email allows you to reach people directly and be more robust in the messaging that you're sending and doing things like that. But, you know, everybody uses email now. There's an overcrowded inbox because we're, you know, working out our daily work lives and things like that too. So you're often competing with a lot of noise in there as well. And then text marketing is interesting because now you've got this opportunity to connect with people on a device that they have with them all times. And when that thing dings, what do? The first thing you do is you look at that, right? And so you've got this immediacy that you didn't have access to before. Now, the trick here is to use each of the strengths of those channels, but not abuse that strength, right? And so you want to make sure that when you're sending things via text, that you're thinking of doing that in a way that allows you to offer something exclusive that maybe that person wouldn't get someplace else. You want to use it for only for things that are really timely and relevant. So you take advantage of the strengths of that channel. And so when you're collecting that text address or the text number, I should say, or the email address, it's really the same. You're offering something of value in exchange for that information from somebody. And so when people subscribe or they give up that information, it's usually to access something like a discount or something like that, or maybe it's access to exclusive piece of content. In many cases, just to show support too, depending on, you know, the relationship with the small business and the community that you're serving. But it's really all about thinking through those things and giving, looking at it as a tool to provide value to people so that they want to give you that information.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I'm talking to the director of small business success at Constant Contact. And it's important that I bring him on the show because so many people are trying to figure out how to market their brands and they don't know what to do. You know, they don't know how to go back because, you know, there's no standard ways to be successful. We've talked about social media. We've talked about text marketing. We've talked about email. Now, I've used social media. I'll be honest with you, Dave, and I've used emails. I am much more confident that when I send out an email, I'm going to get an honest reaction versus when I send out a social media post because I really don't know who I'm talking to. You know, I have far more followers. I think I got 1 million social media followers and I got like 85,000 emails in my fan club base. I feel those 85,000 are much more authentic than the 1 million social media followers because I don't know where they follow me. I don't know what time period they became engaged in my life. I may have been working with Steve Harvey at the time. I may have been, you know, doing some baking sessions I was doing on my social media. Is it a way to define where your base can be most successful when you're dealing with marketing your brand, product, or business?
So I think there's a couple of things. If we're talking about, you know, social, there are paid opportunities where you can start to do like target marketing. Right.
Right.
So you can use Facebook ads, Instagram ads, and you can try to target specific people. But again, that's advertising, right? So that's that thing that you're kind of interrupting people, right? Mm-hmm. Versus being the thing that people are trying to consume or engage with. As you move into, to your point about, you know, knowing those customers, you feel more confident in those email subscribers that you have. Well, yeah, because those are the people that have taken that next step, right? Again, those are the hand raisers.
Right.
Those are the people that have said, yeah, I want to learn more about you. I want to hear more. And so in that, it's also a data play, right? Where you start thinking about like what types of information are you collecting? What lists are people subscribing to? So when you start to go to the back end of what email marketing can do for you, you can start to create lists of people. So let me give you an example here. So let's say I was talking to a business owner the other day or a director of sales and marketing for a business and a customer of ours who they sell industrial lighting design. And they typically work with, or I should say their business is 50-50, right? So they work with professionals in that space where they're architects or lighting designers, like people that are, you know, more industrial use cases. And then they also have another side of the business that sells directly to consumers. And so when they have that email contact information, what they can do is they can build lists of professionals and consumers. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. the way you're going to have a conversation or the things you're going to share with those people are completely different. And so it really boils down to knowing who those people are so you can have the right conversations with them. Because at the end of the day, that's what marketing is, right? It's communicating with people
right.
about information that they're open to receiving, right, and providing value that way. And so now I can have a conversation about like, hey, we're creating this new, you know, lighting thing that would be great in your, you know, new design of this restaurant that you're creating or something like that versus, hey, do you need a really cool lamp for your desk?
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's different needs there. And so you can start to really get targeted with the messaging that you're creating so that you start to get better results. You know, another example I'll give you would be like if you're on the nonprofit side, because it's really clear to see, you'll have board members, you'll have donors, you'll have volunteers, you'll have staff, you'll have all of these different people, the people that use your services, if you're, you know, providing services like that. You can see really quickly how, oh, you know, I would want to talk to each of those people a little bit differently. And you're able to kind of manage that and know, okay, this message goes to this group, and you don't have to bother people who don't need to get that message with information that they're not going to be interested in.
Well, it's really amazing because of the fact that we're all trying to communicate. We're all trying to, and that's why one of the primary reasons why I brought Dave back on the show, because we need to know. We need to know what are our options because of the fact that we're all playing this information game. And as we're trying to move our product, it was key things he said. Like when I get a text message, I can be annoyed a little bit, Dave. I can be annoyed a little bit. Okay. When I get an email, which I sign up for loyalty programs, you know, I tend to get more information about what, you know, I get more product information. I think I get more benefits when I get email information. And then when I on social media, that timeline can go away. You have to go find it. You got to go search it down. So I think that when I'm looking at trying to market anything that I'm doing, I feel comfortable with the messaging, and I'm not trying to sell anybody in any direction. I'm just bringing Dave back on the show so you can hear a reality that's out there, because you may not have the social media numbers. You may not have, but I'm just when you heard me say, I got 1 million followers over here, and I got 85,000 email addresses through my fan club, and I feel more confident with that. I think you can get to 85,000 faster than you can get to 1 million social media followers. And that's all I'm saying. When we come back, Dave, I want to talk about the whole spam situation. Also talk about the new partnership that you guys have created. I'm talking about Constant Contact and Square, because it's more about demographics and learn how you guys take these email addresses and understand better about the customer base that you're dealing with, especially small businesses. When we come back, Dave, thank you for coming back on the show. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushan McDonald.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com. And follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
We're talking about small business product marketing, as well as brand marketing. As an individual, people who have plays or have a product you want to get out there, and small business who need to recognize the ability to be able to take what you're doing and spread the word. How do you consistently wrap your hand around that? And because we would love to open our doors, and there's a line of people waiting for you out there, or you sell your product at a flea market or a weekend event, and then you run out because people just enthused by it. It's called marketing. You have to market. You have to market that brand consistently. And I brought Dave back on the show just to give more insight, to slow down the conversation. Dave, when we talk about emails, you know, you guys are a big company. And I know that individuals, they start collecting emails and they think they can just send these emails out. But that's not how it really works, because eventually the big spam machine will pop up and say, you can't send those emails out like that, correct?
Yeah. So there's a bunch of laws in place that really, you know, say you shouldn't be doing that, right? You don't want to be doing that. And the good thing about a tool like Constant Contact is it keeps you in compliance with those laws. And so it allows, basically it says, you know, you shouldn't email people without their permission. So one, we allow you to use forms, for example, so people get to enter that information and it catalogs that they've given you permission to email them. And then you have to give people the ability to unsubscribe. So that means that, like, yeah, maybe they changed their mind, or maybe they moved away, they need to update an email address, or they don't work for a company anymore that was interested in that thing. They can easily just click a button and not receive those unwanted emails anymore. And so it helps keep you in line with all of that stuff. And I think just a good thing to think about in general is, you know, when people, I mean, think about how you process your own email, right? If you start getting emails from people you don't really recognize or you don't understand, or particularly when it's a marketing email that's specifically designed to be like, hey, you know, a promotional type of thing, you kind of bristle a little bit when those show up in your inbox, because you're trying to process your inbox, right?
Right.
Because you've got a lot of things to do in there. And so that often leads to people either just deleting those emails or, again, marking those as spam. And when you do that, when that happens to your business, if you're the person sending that stuff, it ends up hurting your reputation as a business. So it actually has the opposite effect of which you wish it had, right? Which was,
right,
you know, get your business in front of people. And so that's why it's always important. Again, why email marketing works so well, again, is because it is that permission based, right? It's that idea of people saying, yep, send me that information.
excuse me, Dave, when you think about the whole process of trying to find people and trying to go, I've read where you guys, because now it's trying to understand, what does a phone number mean? Because a phone number has a backstory. It has demographics tied to it. The email address has a backstory and email and tied to it. So you guys recently went in, I'm talking about Constant Contact, partners with Square to streamline sales and marketing efforts for small businesses. Explain that to us.
Yeah, so what this integration allows to have happen is when, you know, a lot of small business owners will use Square as their payment processor. And
right.
So as part of that process, you are typically also, you know, agreeing to, or you're clicking a box to say, like, yes, I want to hear more from this company. And so what happens is, on the back end, Constant Contact integrates with Square so that the contact information gets added automatically to your Constant Contact account. And it does some other things as well. Because you have purchase details or information that are happening on the Square side of things, what Square and Constant Contact together will allow you to do is start to build lists, like use that data to say, like, hey, here are people who have you know, spent X amount of money with you in over a specific time period, or here are the people that spend more frequently with you. These are your VIP people. These are people that haven't purchased anything yet, or these are people that have, you know, haven't purchased anything in a while. And so it starts to give you these avenues. We mentioned the idea of segmentation is creating these lists for you. So then you can say like, I have these VIP people that, you know, account for, like, let's say a vast majority of my sales. I want to do something nice for these people because I want to continue to increase that loyalty. So I'm going to send out a special campaign with maybe a special access to something before it's available to anybody else, right? Or here are some people that haven't purchased for me in a while. I'm going to send them something, maybe a little coupon to get them to come back and do something again, right? So it allows you to start to look at the information that you have based on how people are spending with you and use your marketing tools to then say, okay, let's come up with a campaign. Let's come up with something that speaks directly to those people.
Now, I've seen the square. That's a little square. There's a little white square at the top of the phone where people run their credit card through. A lot of times I see them. A lot of small business owners use that. It was a lifeline of how they could do mobile business in general, especially when they're selling sandwiches, food trucks. I see that a lot. Correct. That's what you're talking about, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, now I'm just being educated here. So you're taking that information. I'm assuming that what kind of information does that square have about you? Does it have your email address? Does it have your phone number? And then that's partnered in a relationship with Constant Contact, which you can create a database. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, so from the Constant Contact side of things, we're looking at the contact information specifically.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
Square might have other information, but we're looking at what's happening from the contact level. So let's say that's the mobile number or it's the email address, whatever that is. We're looking at that information, and then we're creating information based on the data that Square will have to help you import those contacts directly into Constant Contact so then you can communicate with them in the future.
And that's important for people to understand that. Now, on my end, okay, when you're talking about emails, you're talking about text openings and stuff like that, open rate means something. What if somebody's listening and they're developing the hand raisers and the side of the text side, text phone number, when I say text, when that's what I'm referencing, on the side of the email, what's a good open rate for people to can look at and grow their brand through?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think in any of these, if you look at the two of them, so email, I think we're somewhere around 36% right now is a good open rate.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good leading indicator of things, right? That's showing you that there's some interest. There's some other things that kind of elevate that open rate a little bit. Technical things going in the background, like things like Apple privacy rules, like they now open emails for you without you actually opening the email. So it's elevated a little bit in those instances. But then when you look at a text message, for example, again, we said, you know, if somebody pings your phone, you're looking at that right away. And so those are around like 98%.
Wow.
Right. So it's not that you want to use one or the other, but they've served different purposes. Right. But I think what's most important is to look beyond those open rates, though, because you want to look at your open rates. You want to look at your click rates. You want to see are people actually taking some actions. But beyond that, you want to look at are they taking the actions that you want them to take? Because at the end of the day, that's really the important thing. Because if everybody opens your emails but nobody buys anything or nobody comes to your event or nobody goes to see your show or whatever the case may be, well, who cares, right?
Right.
And so you have to move beyond that and really set goals for yourself. Like the reason I'm sending this email is for this purpose. And ultimately at the end of the day, you want to say like, well, how many people did that thing? And that's how you really want to start to measure and do that, whether that's a sale or again, or registering for something or come to your website, whatever it may be. But you kind of got to look beyond just the open rate on its own. It's a good thing to look at. It's a good thing to get a sense of like, is your content resonating? Are people, you know, engaging with that? But it's got to go a step further.
You know, as we wrap up the interview, Dave, and thank you for coming back on the show. I'm talking to Dave of Constant Contact. Can you give us a couple examples of how Constant Contact tools have helped a small business owner effectively drive traffic and boost their sales?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say a couple things to think about would be, well, I'll give you some examples, right, where you have people that basically, so I mentioned the industrial lighting folks, right? So they use an integration with a platform called Shopify, and I'm sure many of your listeners may use that as well if you're selling products online, right? And so what they've done is they've set up an automation between Constant Contact and Shopify, which is an abandoned cart email. And so if somebody goes to their store and they add something to the cart, but they don't actually purchase that thing, we send an automatic email that goes out to that person that's like, hey, you know, did you want to purchase this thing or this was in your cart? You know, how you use that is really up to you in terms of like the messaging that you put in there. But that allows them to capture sales from people that they may not have otherwise gotten, right? We have another customer that she sends a newsletter every week, right? She sends like a weekly newsletter, and she's in the leadership training business. And every week she sends this educational email. But in that email, she also includes like a special deal that has that's a product or a tool that people can use, a leadership tool, in on her website. And so every Wednesday that goes out, and she's like, every Wednesday is a good sales day.
Right.
Because people are reading that information, but then also going to the website and purchasing the deal. I have another example just to highlight the power of what this can mean, because at the end of the day, it's really about keeping your business top of mind. And this isn't necessarily about driving traffic, but I want to give it because I think it's important. So we have a real estate customer who he sends a weekly newsletter to his list, and it, you know, it includes his analysis of what's going on in the real estate market. And he no longer prospects for clients, and he still closes 100 deals a year, because when anybody is buying or selling and they're on his list, the first person they think about is him, right? And so that's really the power of this thing. It's not always about asking for a sale or doing that. It's about keeping your business top of mind and providing value to people so that when they do need what you offer, or when somebody says, hey, do you know anybody that does this? They're going to think of you first. And that's, you know, a lot of what all of this is about. That just, you know, at the end of the day, it's relationship building, staying top of mind so people come to you when they need you.
Wow. Hey, Dave, thank you again. As when you come on my show, hopefully the people who are listening so really understand. I try to slow it down this time a little bit and also create a narrative that they can understand and know where to go to get this great information that you give me every time I interview on Money Making Conversation Masterclass. Dave, again, I called you. You came back. Does that mean I can get a 3 for 3 when I call you in the fall?
Anytime, Rashad. Anytime. It's always a pleasure.
I appreciate you, man. And again, congratulations on that partnership with Square. And again, individuals, Dave is not a person that's affiliated with the show from a professional level. He's just an asset that I've created that I want to provide information through. Again, Dave, thanks for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life, transform the world.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.